Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that the Joint Standing Committee on Innovation, Development, Economic Advancement, and Business recommend confirmation of Ms. Deborah Brock, PhD of Trivet, for appointment to the Maine Space Corporation Board of Directors.
Chair now recognizes the governor for the purpose of making a statement concerning this nomination. Welcome.
Thank you, Senator Curry, Representative Roberts, and again, distinguished members of the Joint Standing Committee on Innovation, Development, Economic Advancement, and Business. My name is Melissa O'Neill Lowe, and I am the Director of Boards and Commissions for Governor Janet Mills. I'm here today on behalf of the governor to speak in support of the nomination of Dr. Deborah Bronk of Trivet for appointment as a member of the Maine Space Corporation Board of Directors. Dr. Bronk of Trivet is being nominated to a seat reserved for a resident of Knox, Waldo, Lincoln, Sagadahoc, or Kennebec counties. She hails from Lincoln County, where she is the president and CEO of Bigelow Laboratory for Ocean Sciences. She earned her BS in Marine Science from the University of Miami and her PhD in Marine Estuarine and Environmental Sciences from the University of Maryland. She has more than two decades of experience as a professor and an oceanographer. It is our belief that Dr. Bronk's extensive professional career and her educational background speak for themselves. For these reasons and so many more too long to list this morning, I would ask that you support the nomination of Dr. Deborah Bronk of Trivet to the Maine Space Corporation Board of Directors. I'd be happy to answer any questions that anybody has at this time.
Chair would ask if any members have questions for the governor's representative.
Thank you.
Chair now recognizes Dr. Deborah Bronk.
Hello. So to Senator Curry, Representative Roberts, and members of the Committee on Innovation, Development, Economic Advancement, and Business. My name is Deborah Bronk, and I'm here to discuss my nomination today to the Maine Space Corporation Board of Directors. So I'm an oceanographer by training, and space is cool, but I would argue that inner space is just as cool and not nearly gets nearly the attention. I moved to Maine a little more than 5 years ago to head up Bigelow Laboratory for Ocean Sciences. We are an independent nonprofit. We are rapidly growing. Right now, we have about 110 staff members and an annual budget of $20 million, and we have scientists that go all around the world. I have provided a written statement that outlines additional service roles that I have played in the science community in the U.S. That I will leave you to look at yourself. One of the reasons I was especially excited to be nominated for this role is that we know from the history of science that oftentimes big ideas, transformative ideas, discoveries happen at the interface of disciplines. And so I'm very excited to get more integrated into the space industry in the state of Maine. While Bigelow specializes and really focuses on the base of the ocean food web, the microbes, we use satellites are one of the tools that we use to do that. And so anything that helps with observing the planet would be of interest to our work in terms of climate change and monitoring and quantifying what's going on in the ocean. So I think there's some really great overlap. I also, as an employer within the state, scientists often tend to marry scientists. And so we are at the end of a gorgeous peninsula, but it can be a hard sell for dual career couples. And so having really building up a hub in Brunswick of professionals is just, I think, can only really help Bigelow. I also have spent my career trying to make connections. I'm a middle child, so I'm the peacekeeper. So I'm trying to make connections, and I think building connections between the oceanographic community and other industry in Maine is one of my personal goals. And I'm very honored to be nominated to serve in this capacity, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have for me. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. My only question was going to be why, and you answered it already. So
yeah, I think there could be a lot of synergy, and our networks could really help each other. My hope is.
Excellent. Are there any questions from committee members? Representative Lemley.
Thank you, Senator. It's kind of an off-topic thing, but I see you went to the university. You worked at the University of Georgia.
I did.
And what did you do there?
I was a professor. That was my professor of marine science.
Okay. It's interesting that I was in Athens, Georgia at that same time. I flew for a man his name was Billy Florence, and we had I knew a lot of people from the university, like Ray Goff, the football coach and stuff. So I was just curious. But thank you. I like your expertise, and I think it will add a lot to this. So I appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there other questions? Seeing none, we're very excited about the potential of this board and the industry to follow. So
thank you.
Thank you. Chair will now take comments from persons attending the hearing who wishes to speak for or against this nomination. Is there anyone who wishes to speak for or against the nomination? Seeing none. All public comments having been taken, the committee will now proceed as follows. We'll review any additional written comments on the nomination that have been received by the committee, vote on the nomination, and notify the President of the Senate pursuant to Title III MRSA Section 157 and the joint rules. Votes must be taken within 35 days from the date of the governor's written notice. The hearing by the Joint Standing Committee on Innovation, Development, Economic Advancement, and Business for Dr. Deborah Bronk of Trevitt for appointment of the Maine Space Corporation Board of Directors is now closed. In accordance with the law, the committee may not take the vote on this nomination sooner than 15 minutes after the close of the public hearing, unless committee members who are present agree. Does anyone object to taking the vote immediately? Seeing none. The pending question before the committee is that the Joint Standing Committee on Innovation, Development, Economic Advancement, and Business recommend to the Senate of the 131st Maine Legislature that the nomination of Dr. Deborah Bronk of Trevitt for appointment of the Maine Space Corporation Board of Directors be confirmed. In accordance with 3 MRSA Chapter 6, Section 157, with the joint rules of the 131st Legislature, the vote will be taken by the yeas and nays. A vote of yes will be in favor of the recommending confirmation. A vote of no will be against the motion to recommend confirmation. Is committee ready for the question? Committee clerk will call the roll.
Representative Sayre.
Yes, with redoubled enthusiasm.
Representative Sayre, yes. Representative Lemelin.
Yes.
Representative Lemelin, yes. Senator Curry.
Yes.
Senator Curry, yes. Representative Roberts.
Yes.
Representative Roberts, yes. Representative Collimore.
Just wish I was in better form for Mad Lib Day.
I feel like we're all a little behind. Representative Collimore, yes. Representative LaRochelle.
Yes.
Representative LaRochelle, yes. Representative Walker.
Yes.
Representative Walker, yes.
7 members of the committee having voted in the affirmative and 0 in the negative, it is the vote of the Joint Standing Committee on Innovation, Development, Economic Advancement, and Business that the nomination of Dr. Deborah Bronk of Trevitt for appointment to the Maine Space Corporation Board of Directors be confirmed. Thank you very much.